Please be seated. In 1942, Captain Arnold Brandt of Austin, Minnesota was serving with the Red Bulls, the 34th Infantry Division in North Africa. Captain Brandt received the Bronze Star and the Purple Heart for his gallantry and sacrifice at Monte Cassino in Italy. He survived World War II and made it home to his family in Austin. While in the service in Africa, he copied down a poem he found and included it in a letter home, which I will read. I want to preface that first by telling you that in 1950, Major Brandt was in Korea with the U.S. Army advising a regiment of the Republic of Korea. When the North Koreans invaded, he ran into the fight to lead and went missing. Various prisoners whom our government managed to recover 3 years later told of seeing Brandt's gaunt, sickly figure in one of the infamous POW camps run by the Chinese communists on the Yalu River. Records found in the Russian archives confirm that he was intensely interrogated. Lieutenant Colonel Brandt's remains are yet to be recovered. His daughter Barb will not rest until his remains are returned home. Here's the poem from the 1942 letter. Homesick in a land that's strange and sometimes lonely too. Far from all I cherish most, but there's a job to do. That is why I'm here. And if the choice were mine to make, I wouldn't come back. No, not yet, for something is at stake. Something we must fight to keep and die for willingly. That dear, that sweet, that precious thing men call liberty. And so until the battle is won, in exile I must be. But just one little thing I ask, that you remember me.